Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, at the bottom of the sea, you can truly be free. A while back, Zamet asked me if I'd like to do a Dungeons & Dragons game with my dad and my little brother Ryder. I was like, yeah, so I suggested it to them, and Dad was like, what? What are you talking about, Jack? And Ryder was like, I once played a game of D&D on a bus and it sucked and was for nerds. But after much convincing, they agreed, and together we recorded one of the greatest adventures in D&D's for Nerds history ever, maybe. If you signed up to Patreon before April 1st, you'll get exclusive access to what we are calling D&D's for Dad. Links are in the show notes below, so make your way to Patreon right now and help support the show and feast your ears on something very special.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Buried Beneath, our D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm your Dungeon Master, Adam.
I'm Jackson Bailey, and I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saussure.
I'm Michael Shanks, and I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
And I'm Joel Zammett, and I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
All three of you start in a small elven town known as Orpona. Orpona is on the edge of where the elven wilds, a wooded wilderness, meets kind of a desert area. And the town has a very western, American western stint to it. Cool. So there's one long main street with small houses up one end, and then up the other end, a general store, two taverns, and maybe the quotation marks sheriff's office.
And like an old, like a sheriff's office where like the jail's inside the sheriff's office. And the jail is spelled G-A-O-L. G-A-O-L.
G-A-O-L. Yeah, there you go.
Good job. The three of you.
It's the goal.
You got straight to goal, mate. Anyway, go on, sorry.
The three of you are working as mercenaries for a tiefling archaeologist. Cool. Known as Gloom Darkspur.
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
I bet he's a good character.
Gloom is a professor at a local elven university. And as a tiefling, he is probably only welcome in elven lands. Tiefling are kind of demon spawn almost. They aren't always necessarily evil. In fact, many of them aren't, but a lot of them are.
So granddad fucked the demon.
Yeah, they have demonic blood in their veins. Mm. Literal demonic blood in their
veins. They've got horns and junk, yeah?
Yeah, imagine sort of analog for Hellboy, but not nearly as masculine. Not nearly as large or masculine. Gloom wears a large brimmed hat to shade himself from the sun and has gloves because he does not like to touch people.
Aww, what a champ.
Is he also red?
He's red. He's a bit of a germaphobe as well.
Are germs even real in D&D?
Well, he wouldn't describe it as germs. He'd describe it as miasma.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to get close to people.
He's got a low constitution, one might say.
He has a negative constitution, some might say.
Oh, right.
What a champ.
And an elven cleric known as Lilip Slipfeet.
Lilip Slipfeet.
Lilip is another mercenary like you. Mm-hmm. You don't know much about him. You only just recently met him.
Cool.
He seems nice enough. He doesn't talk much, but if you interact with him, he's pleasant towards you.
And both are dudes?
Yeah, they're both guys.
Alrighty then.
You're walking down the main street.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's meet you guys.
All right. Well, I'm Shane Knoll, right? So I'm a fighter and a bit of a knight. I think I was a knight of, I want to say, Carcere, right, Adam?
Yep, so Carcere are wizard hunters.
So, bit of a wizard hunter, I would call myself. My height, tall, weight, healthy, looks like a sunburnt drover.
Drover, I do not know the word drover.
You don't know the word drover?
I don't know the word
Adam, that's not Australian.
Fucking an Australian piece of shit. Drover,
basically an Aussie cowboy, really.
All right.
But like a legit cowboy, not like a wow, wow, wow.
But does
like
a drover need something to drove? Like a cattle drover? Or
Can you just be a drover?
But you know that quintessential
drover like wearing armor.
Like a sunburnt face?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Blonde hair, but
like blonde hair. Like sun bleached blonde hair.
Cork hat?
I don't know if that's...
You better bloody believe.
So that's kind of like the look I'm going for. Human, I think I want to say.
Yeah, good. Like it was unsure until this point.
Could have been
anything.
Australian drover who was also a gnome. Night Fighter. I got a bastard sword. That's pretty good.
That's all right.
It's plus one, mate. That's all right. I think as a knight, I get some abilities. Mm-hmm. So I get... This is in my racial traits class features. What do I get here? I get Knight's Challenge.
Knight's Challenge is you basically select one specific enemy from any enemies that you're fighting, and you...
Or you.
Yeah. You challenge them to a fight. You get a bonuses to attack and hurt them and against will saves.
Uh-huh.
But if they defeat you in single combat,
oh, no.
then you... basically have disgraced yourself because you've given yourself the buff.
That's great.
You've lost a little bit of honor, basically.
That's cool. Great.
Yeah.
So I can challenge them, and do they have to accept that challenge?
They don't have to accept it. It's more just like you have set yourself the goal of defeating them in single combat.
So if they defeat me, they're like, I didn't know I was fighting you.
I was not into this, and
well,
you lost.
They're probably aware that you challenged
no,
them.
No. You beat me. It's fine. It's odd on me. A fighting challenge as well? So is that what that is?
Yes, that's called the fighting challenge.
Okay, so the knight's challenge is the fighting challenge.
Yeah, it's knights. You have a list of different knights' challenges, and one of them is fighting challenge.
And then the next one
I thought you said nice challenge.
It's my nice challenge.
It's a nice challenge, mate. It's all above board. It's fine.
Very friendly.
It's friendly. All right, so my fighting challenge. I've also got knight's code.
Knight's code, yes. So as a knight, you have several restrictions, several things you cannot allow yourself to do. First off, if you're fighting, flanking an enemy, so you have a friend on either side of an enemy. Usually that enemy, because they're fighting on two sides, has to be like, what's going on over here? Mm-hmm. What's going on over there? And they take penalties to fighting two people at once. You cannot do that. You must wait for your enemy to be aware of you before you attack.
You got to give everyone a fair go, all right?
That's what it's all about, so that's the Australian about. Way.
Is that for every single combat encounter?
Yeah.
You have to be like, hello.
Bonjour.
I have a challenge. Don't worry. It's nice.
G'day, mate.
Another part of that is that you're not allowed to attack a flat-footed enemy. Flat-footed means just in any way unaware of you, so you can't make a surprise attack ever.
All right. So we're going to sneak up on him. No, we're not.
You have to stand up and announce yourself to any enemies that you
That's
see.
That's the best.
So it's not about physically flat feet.
Yes.
So if you wanted to fight me, I couldn't just like shave off my heel and be like, sorry.
Too bad.
Can't do it. My weakness.
Yeah, flat-footed is a term just meaning unaware of the enemy.
Right. But you could potentially, if he's like, I want to fight you, just shut your eyes. Like, no? Try and get me, man.
In these instances, because your enemy is still technically aware of you, you are allowed to fight, but you are not allowed to kill such an enemy. Okay. If someone does not want to fight, you cannot kill
does
them.
That...
Or if someone cannot fight, you cannot kill them.
Does this also work with, say, wolves?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
So if...
Wait, wolf! You want to fight me?
If one of your companions has bound up somehow a wolf that is now helpless, you are not allowed to deliver a killing blow to
what
that
What happens
wolf.
If he does?
He is no longer a knight. He loses his honor and all of his knight abilities.
Oof. That's amazing.
I mean, as in, like, do I have to, like, with a wolf, I can't sneak attack a wolf.
No.
That's fucked up.
You gotta go in front and be like, wolf, I challenge you.
That's beneath you.
That's great.
That's the best.
All right, and I got shield block, so I guess that just does what it says.
Shield
on the
block, yeah, is extra defense AC. Against a specific enemy.
All right. And I got some feats, so mana combat, improved critical, weapon focus, weapon proficiency, mage slayer.
Okay. Mana combat just allows you to fight from a horseback.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you have a horse?
A bunch of your weapon proficiency feats are passive. You don't need to worry about that.
Uh-huh.
They relate to your bastard sword. A bastard sword is sometimes referred to as a hand and a half sword.
Mm-hmm.
So a long sword you would hold with one hand. It's a handle long enough for a single hand.
Yep.
A great sword is handle enough for two hands. A bastard or hand and a half has a hand and a half's room. So you can use it two or one-handed.
Cool.
All right. And mage slayer.
Gives you a couple benefits. First off is when a enemy caster is casting next to you, they can take this action called casting defensively. If you're casting a spell next to someone, that person can be like, oi, you're distracted, casting a spell, I get a free hit. Unless the wizard casts defensively.
Then they can't get a free
hit. A lot of rules. It just makes it harder for casters to cast next to you.
Okay, cool. And
Pierce Concealment?
Magical Concealment.
Yes. So Pierce Magical Concealment means that magical forms of hampering your vision, so someone is like darkness in this room. Now no one can see. You're like, nah, mate, I can still see.
Got you good.
So yeah, I guess that's I'm basically going to fuck up a major's day.
Wizards? You got them.
Yeah.
Got
you're good. A wizard hunter.
Wizard hunter. And I got
real
some...
funny if we just didn't fight any magic.
I know, but damn.
Shit, that'd be good.
It's funny that he's built around fighting you guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm nervous around
Do we have a frigid relationship? We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
One hopes. One hopes.
And I guess I'm at this...
Where we are?
Orpona?
Orpona.
Orpona.
Yeah, I guess just down this way, hunting down some renegade wizards and archaeology.
Maybe you got the wizards and you're like,
what else am I doing? Yeah, you got some? All right.
They're like, we give you 2 weeks to eliminate the wizard. And you're like, did it in one, mate.
Yeah, fucking great.
A week off.
Probably a bit longer than that because this adventure is going to take a little while. They probably gave you half a year, and you did it in a week.
Surely wizards would just know, like, as soon as you start fighting, they'd be like, I don't want to fight. And you'd be like, fuck. And you'd have to, like, leave.
Well, oh, my God.
Well, all right.
That's so true. Damn it.
If he turns on us, we got him.
Exactly. Yeah.
We know your weakness.
Yeah, fine.
He can still deal non-lethal. He's still allowed to knock you out.
Yeah, that's true.
Smack you the
Knock you out and hogtie you. He just can't kill you.
That's the best.
Yeah, so that's Shane Null, mate.
Champion. My name is Anton de Saussure. I'm a sorcerer. I'm a halfling. Mm-hmm. Little boy. Sorcerers, I got lots of spells. I have a Morning Star as my main weapon, which is a stick with a spiky ball on the end.
Pretty much.
Boss and a light crossbow. I also have... I've got a bunch... I like, Adam, you've given me a bunch of, like, grenades, basically.
Yeah.
I got 3 Alchemist Fire, 5 Sun Rods, an Ion Stone, which means I don't have to eat or drink.
An Ion Stone is this little magical stone, about the size of maybe a man's thumb,
cool.
That just hovers around his head.
Oh, so cool. Like Navi from Zelda or something.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, listen.
It's not intelligent.
You don't need to eat. Forget about it.
It's all right. Forget about it. You don't need to eat. It's a lunchtime, but don't worry. You keep a soldier on. Look at these boys. They're hitting with mood Newton. Go on.
While it hovers around your head, you do not need to eat or sleep. Or drink, sorry.
I still need to nap.
Yes, fair. You still do need to sleep.
Radio. So that's that. I have a familiar, which is a rooster named Romeo. He's all right. Big, proud rooster in the desert. Grew up in a small desert town. That's where I found him because in the desert, there's not many other animals. I got a lot of spells, which we'll find out as we go. In terms of feats, my racial trait / class feature is summon familiar, which I'm assuming means I can just be like, Romeo, to me!
Yeah, that's just how you get
to me, Romeo! Yeah. And my 2 feats, which are sorcerer feats, are sudden still.
Sudden still means that once a day, a spell that requires a hand gesture to make, you don't need to make the hand gesture.
So nobody knows I'm casting it, basically.
Yeah, like unless it's a sneaky one. Unless you need to speak magical words. And then it's... So a lot of spells would be like magical hand gesture, and while you're doing that, you're like, eek, nah, and snap. So you just don't need to make the gesture.
Can I, like, just under my breath, just be like, yes, we're gonna...
Or just disguise it as, like, scatting. Like, I'm just going to scat for a bit, guys. Eat my assholes, man!
What's that? You're on fire.
Give it up!
When you're casting the spell, you need to charge the words with magical power. So if you're not chanting them loudly, the spell probably just won't happen.
Fair, fair.
And sudden maximize.
Sudden maximize. Which...
Sudden maximize once a day. You do maximum damage.
Oh, that's good as. And aside from my spells, which are all pretty self-explanatory, which, yeah, I won't go through. They'll arrive as we play, and everyone will be like, of course.
You're a halfling?
I'm a halfling. I'm a little, little one.
Nez.
What? Does that just give me... Is that why I have +2 versus fear?
All halflings, yeah, have +2 versus
brave.
Fear.
Brave little boys. And I don't think there's anything else, is there?
What do you look like, mate?
Just dusty, like little dusty, maybe a little bit portly, you know, living the good life as best I can in the desert. Little twirly mustache.
One last thing that we could mention. As a sorcerer, there are 2 different ways you can get your magic.
Mm-hmm.
Sorcerers can either get their magic from you have draconic blood, so dragon blood in your veins, or you are able to manipulate the innate magic in the world, wild magic.
Oh.
So it's up to you. Which one?
So if you
do?
See a children smile, it's like done.
What do I get from Draconic?
Draconic just means that somewhere in your ancestry, there somehow Draconic blood was infused into your bloodline.
Okay.
Wild magic Granddad just means that you can sort of see the magic in the world, and you can pull
do I get
and
any benefits
it.
From
is this
either?
Kind of it's like just in... a role playing thing?
Okay. So it's not like in fifth. I don't know, fifth.
In fifth, it means different
like,
things. Yeah.
I can just no random shit happens.
Pepe, fuck the dragon.
You yourself, it's like a distant relative.
There are a lot of dragons where we are. Somebody boned one. Now I got magic. If you look at my family tree.
Side but important note, isn't it weird that by the end of Shrek 2, Donkey and Dragon have definitely boned?
They've fucked. I like, know.
They
it's
have
strange.
Kids. It's like.
And somehow she's given birth to children. Like Donkey semen and Dragon womb. That worked out.
It's like inviting rule 34.
It is.
Well, I think dragons are just kind of like the like everyone's base thing that they can mate with.
Everyone can fuck a dragon.
Yeah.
What I always wonder is in Shrek 2, speaking of Shrek 2.
I like how you just accepted that. That was amazing. Yeah. It's like everything can affect a dragon.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So in Shrek 2, when they drink the potion and Shrek becomes a human and Donkey becomes a horse. And it's like everybody becomes, you know, and Fiona becomes a human again. What does dragon become? You know what I mean? Because it's like the potion, like
a fleshlight.
A fleshlight. Yeah, I mean, does she become a donkey? What's going on?
I don't actually remember Shrek 2 well enough.
Yeah. I just know that
what
Shrek,
do you mean?
Shrek and Fiona are ogres. Shrek drinks this potion that makes him like perfect. He becomes a human. Fiona becomes a human again. Donkey becomes a horse.
Does that mean a perfect ogre is a human?
I don't really remember. It just always weirded me out that we never saw like the horrifying transformation that the dragon couldn't explain.
I mean, maybe she becomes like a fairy dragon, you know, like looking all like angelic with like good wings and shit. And
I think she must
scaly.
Become. I'm gonna assume a mule.
all right.
Anyway,
I don't see how that like
It's got something to do with
several jumps of logic there, Jack.
I forget how Shrek 2 goes.
I don't understand how you got there. Is all.
It's fine.
Right. Anyway.
Anyway, that's me done.
Last but not least.
I'm going to go with this voice, I think.
Yeah, fair.
Because I'm going to get tired of this. Or maybe I'll go with this. No, I won't.
Whenever you're talking in character, just...
Right, okay, cool. Well, I'm in character now. G'day. My name's Squim Norton. That's right, Norton.
Squim. Man, what a good last name.
You would have... Well, my first name is Squim, but it is an acronym to which you will find out what the letters stand for when I come up with something.
I'm excited. Especially excited for Q.
Oh, me too.
Q and U is what I'm looking forward to the most.
You'll know of me from my long lineage of the Norton family, our revered half-elven lineage, whereupon one of my ancestors made a deal with a demon of some sort, and as such I have some dirty blood that threatens to consume me with evil hatred and you're maybe not quite sure what I'm going to go on with that. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to go on that. But to give you a hint, I am chaotically neutral.
Okay.
A lot of blood stuff going on here. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. It's a blood-themed game.
Yeah. I am a warlock, and my primary weapons would be a light mace and a crossbow. If you're wondering the range of that, it would be 80 feet.
Sick.
I was curious.
Like, it was my next question.
Man, my crossbow's only got... Oh, no, my crossbow's got 80 feet, too.
It's probably worth mentioning that while I've given you weapons... Mm-hmm. Warlocks, as opposed to sorcerers, you could say, when talking once again about this blood magic stuff, sorcery magic is not as potent as warlock magic in some ways.
Better mage.
A sorcerer...
Garbage mage, right here.
A sorcerer only has so much magic that they can dole out in a day, then they become just... Either
a
guy, they've wasted,
just a dude.
Well, yeah. He will eventually, in a day, run out of magic and he must rest to renew his magical powers. You do not need to do that. Oh, all of your spells, you can cast just whenever you want.
Really?
You can keep going and going and going.
Lucky us. So but you don't get a rooster. So.
That's true.
You do not get a rooster.
Rooster dinner.
So if we're talking about magical fonts or wells... Jackson's well is wider. He gets more spells access to, but your well is deeper. You can draw more magic out of your well. So you see up the top, you have Eldritch Blast.
Yep.
That spell does more damage than any of your actual weapons.
It does 2 decibels of damage within 60 inches.
2d10 of damage.
2 decibels. God, yes.
It's actually more powerful than your mace or your crossbow.
Right.
You wouldn't... The only reason Throw you would out. Ever use either Throw of them bin. Is if you cannot cast a spell.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I would always recommend using that. Unless you want it for style points, even.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you just want to stab a C-word. Yeah. I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
You can say cunt. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Say it heaps.
You've unleashed a demon from
what
my blood.
What have you done?
Yeah, and so, as said, I'm an elf, which is why I've come to Orpona, which I believe is an elven territory,
yes,
which is
yes.
why this little red goblin man is hanging out. This,
so you an elf or a full elf?
Tieflin? I'm a half elf. I'm a health, I believe, is the... The correct term?
Incorrect. Please do not do this to me. I beg.
I have this really amazing class feature of deceive items, so I guess I can, like, trick chairs. Like, what does that mean?
What
it
that
doesn't
mean...
know I'm sitting on it.
So...
Fuck yes, please.
I have given you, and there are in the world, magical items. A magical item requires one of two things. You either need to be of a certain way to use the magical item. So the magical item is like, only lawful people can use me. Or the magical item is like, only wizards can use me.
Right.
Or you need to make what's called a use magic device check. So okay. to say to the wand, hey, I'm not lawful, but I'm lawful enough.
Come on. Come on, man.
Your deceive item ability means that no matter the item, you can be like, I'm lawful, don't even make me roll, it's fine.
It's kind of like, say, at the end of the last Harry Potter, when like Voldemort can't use the wand because it belongs to Malfoy.
Yes.
I could be like, hey, I'm
Very
Malfoy,
good,
and the wand would be like, I guess. Yeah. And mean, then I'd be like, I'm sitting actually... on you.
That's exactly it. Yeah, All you right, can
great.
Trick the wand into believing
so
you are
fun.
Malfoy.
That's great.
Cool.
So I've actually given you two wands under your equipment. So it's on the second page.
Yes.
You have a wand of...
Burning hands.
Burning hands, which just creates this burst in a couple different directions of fire.
So I don't need to be holding an adversary to be doing
no,
this.
No, you can do it at range.
Right,
Not
sweet.
A great range, but at range. And you can hit a bunch of people with it as well.
Yes.
And you have a wand of mirror image, which creates a bunch of... holographic copies of you that just run around in different
I have a spell of mirror image. There's going to be so many of
Let's just like make crowds and move around. Like, let's find friends bands with not many fans and we'll just fill it out and make them feel super
I thinking,
good
like,
about themselves.
If we're in a town and like we want to maybe, I don't know, somebody in the town, we want to run them out of town. We're just like mirror image and we're like, yeah, get them.
We
the
can
whole town wants
anyone. Like a mob rolls into town speaking in unison.
We have an instant
As soon as someone
mob.
Touches one of the mirror images, it disappears.
No,
so
no.
It's not going to fool people for too long.
Okay, we march into town saying, we've got leprosy, nobody touches us.
Got them good. My favorite thing about mirror image
you
is
You can just do that anyway. You don't need mirror image for that.
I was reading about mirror image and they copy exactly what we do. So
right.
Does that mean that if I'm tripped, all of my mirror images are like, whoa!
Yeah, they imitate exactly
then
what you're doing.
How? Because the whole point of mirror image is that the enemy doesn't know.
They appear next to you. So it's like a line
but
of...
But say I'm the enemy.
Yeah.
And I've got me. I've tripped the copy that is me.
Yeah.
They all fall. It's like, well, it's that one.
Yeah.
The one I tripped.
Well, yeah.
But it also says that I can roll into them and swap around, so we're good.
Yeah.
So you can do like a magic ball cup.
Thing. I can do. I can be like,
was there
hey.
An actual question there, Jason?
No, I just was just having fun.
Just wanted to show off that you knew something?
Yes.
And wait, I've got water skin, so does that mean I can breathe underwater?
A water skin is a thing of water
nope,
that you drink.
I'm wrong.
Damn it.
Stop trying to be smart. Nobody cares if you played Morrowind. I feel so dumb, nah.
No, all right. A word about the wands. There's only so much magical energy stored in them. They have 50 uses.
Okay.
Don't worry too much. 50 uses is a lot,
yeah, it's a lot of
more
use.
Than enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So don't worry too much about it, but just know that
first
they're
turn, I use my wand of mirror image 49 times.
You make so many copies.
Just don't be like, we get to a stone door and you're like, I got this, guys, and burning hands until the door breaks open, because you'll probably run out.
Sick. Cool. So, you got Eldritch Blast. Any other spells you got?
Yeah, I got some sick spells, but maybe
they'll just come up.
The only other thing maybe worth mentioning from me is I'm immune to sleep.
Yes, that from sick. Your elven, the elven side of your family, because you're half human, half elf.
Right.
Elves are immune to magical sleep, and they do not themselves actually sleep as a human would. So instead of falling asleep when a spell is cast on you, you just stay awake. You're immune to it. And where a human would go to sleep for 8 hours or whatever, you go into like a trance for 4 hours. You're still semi-aware of the world, but it's like a heavy version of daydreaming.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Have a hot meditate.
I was always curious with this. Does that mean in an 8 hour nap that we have to take, does someone who is immune to sleep just have two?
What do you mean?
So they could go into a trance of 4 hours and they wake up refreshed and like, well, fuck it. Let's go back to sleep for another 4 hours.
So I get, well, I get they could have two rests in a go, yeah.
All right. Cool. Just wondering.
Yeah. Well, with your 8 hours of rest, it technically in the book, it does say that you don't actually need to sleep. You just need to be at rest for 8 hours. You don't, nothing strenuous. So you could just be chilling, making dinner, shit like that. That's fine.
Nice. 8 hour.
I would argue that you do need to at some point sleep every day.
8 hour slow roast. That's how you get all your hit points.
It's just slow roast. Right. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Bloody good.
Sweet. And you're a half elf. What do you look like?
I guess I look half elfy, which is kind of grayish skin, is it?
Or human with pointy ears?
That's
whatever.
Kind of dark elfy, yeah. Pointy ears. I don't have any like piercings. I don't want to get that like Motley Crue bullshit that a lot of elves have.
Like, what are you dressed in? Are you kind of like?
We all dressed for the desert.
I have some studded
one
leather,
of you is not,
which sounds awfully suggestive.
Sexy.
But I think I'm kind of brooding. You know, I'm kind of like dark and my blood is dirty. Yeah. Got that filth blood.
Yeah.
I think maybe I resent my elven self. I wanted to be this pure kind of human-y guy, but instead I was cursed with this
majority
dirty
of your
blood.
Family are actually human.
Oh, you got
don't hate elf, be proud of your elf blood.
Elves have done some bad shit. I'm racist against like my left side.
That's great.
I'm a self-loathing two-face.
Perfect. It's like great grandpappy fucked a demon, then like grandpappy fucked an elf, and I hate that.
All the humans I did was farm.
If that ever comes up, your full elf companion Lilith probably gets a little uncomfortable when you're right. Like fuck elves.
Oh no, I'm really like two-faced emotionally as well. I'm like Lilith, elvenness, yeah, sick. And then behind my breath, I'm like.
That's even more uncomfortable.
I hope she finds out and it's just like, why? Oh, hey, sorry. Lilip sounds like a girl's name,
it
right?
Does sound like all a right, girl. Lilip's a girl. Whatever.
I don't mind. I'm just saying.
No, it's fine. Let me just.
Lilip is a female?
Kiss her
give me
on
a couple
lips.
Minutes while I rewrite her backstory.
I just saw you change the M to an
it
F.
It changes so much now.
And I like to think I'm like. Not debaucherous, but I'm in a good life.
You're French.
La vida loca. I'm just looking to have a good time. Everyone's a friend until they're not. Maybe I'm just doing this archaeology trip, just to see the world.
The two taverns in this town are the Coiled Leaf and the Princess's Retreat.
Oh, those are great names.
Ooh.
The Coiled Leaf is the sort of upper scale. It's a nice place. Mm-hmm. There's maybe some like gambling going on, but it might be, you know, poker or no, not poker. What's
meet
a,
you in the Princess's Retreat.
What's an upper scale gambling?
Or baccarat.
Baccarat. Yeah, you've got something like that going on. Oh. And the Princess's Retreat. If you want a whore, you go to the Princess's Retreat.
Good as. What if I want an escort? A whore, but we aren't calling her a whore.
Mate, they'll call them whatever you want them to.
Nah, whatever. I can't find women. It's fine.
So you're standing on the main street with Gloom and Lilip. Gloom is sort of doing a bit of a nervous thing with his hands, and he's like, I don't like it here. I guess he's just recently hired you guys.
It's like, you're right there, Gloom, and I clasp him on the back.
You touch him and he jumps visibly. Ah, please don't do that.
Sorry, mate.
Can we go inside, please, somewhere?
I suggest we go to the Coiled Leaf, yeah? Yeah?
Yes. It's as the classier of the taverns.
Exactly.
I
don't want to go to that little.
You three
dive.
Maybe have been in the town for a day or two, so you kind of know the lay of the land.
Oh, yeah. We'll head towards the Coiled Leaf.
You get inside, you. Get maybe a private booth or Gloom Springs for a private booth.
Wealthy.
And you're sitting in there. Immediately as you sit down, Gloom pushes away any stuff on the table and sets out this map of the surrounding area and the desert nearby. And he points on the map to a... The map is very barren in the desert section. It's called the Dry Steppes, the desert nearby. There's no features that you guys know of in the Dry Steppes. And so that area of the map, barren except for this one location that he points at. Mm-hmm. And he says, there's an ancient elven burial ground of some sort that I need you to help me.
Do you expect any kind of danger along the way?
No. The dry steps are barren, empty. The temple itself has been abandoned for nearly 50,000 years.
Goodness. Shall I order some drinks? I mean, how long are we going to be here in the
Yeah, I'll have a couple of
Lip shifts script? A little uncomfortably and grabs his cleric symbol.
Bartender! Bartender!
A waitress comes over.
We will have...
Yeah, a couple of beers.
If you get a couple of...
D&D equivalent of a Foster's, mate.
Is there even beer?
They do not serve beer in this town.
What have we got?
Different types of menus?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a menu we can look at?
Can we see the drink list?
This place is fancy, but it's fancy by medieval standards. They do not have a menu, but the waitress is able to list what they have.
And that's wine, bread, cheese.
Yes. A bit of nibbles.
Couple of,
raisins or something?
Ale or whatever. Nuts.
That's a
desert thing. People eat nuts.
Yeah,
really like
fine,
nuts,
yeah.
Dates.
Get some pecans.
Maybe writes it down.
I would like to make a large order of a banquet for the table.
I make a power play and I'm like, it's fine. I only eat sand. And I like find some sand in my boot and put it in my mouth and like pretend that I enjoy it. So everyone's like, oh, this guy.
You go outside, collect some sand, come back, dump it on the table.
I'm just like picking it up and eating it with my mouth wide open.
It's good.
oh no, we're
which
rolling
color
dice.
Would you like?
I will be green.
I will be blue.
I'll be black like my heart.
Everyone at the table is aware that you are not enjoying your set. unless these two say something, no one says anything about it, though.
I will let you eat sand. I'm not stepping.
You're
right, good if you try.
to each their own, I guess.
Gloom takes a coin purse out of one of his many pockets on his big backpack, sets it on the table, pushes it towards the waitress, and says, "Just take whatever you need from that."
You are too kind, Gloom.
Gloom, it continues to awkwardly hold his hands.
Awkwardly, I didn't think it was an orc. Is what I say.
Mouth full of sand. I don't think he was.
Man, that would have made Seinfeld better. He's just chewing sand the whole time. Sandfield.
What's the deal with dungeons? Who are they trying to keep out of there?
Why is my mouth so dry?
Anyway, I begin to eat. As we look over the map.
What secrets does this ancient elven ruin hold? And who are they trying to keep out of there? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.